Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetah.webs.com. And now, here is your host, Hill.
Good morning, my Cheap Cheetah family. How are you this morning? It is August 17th, 2015. It's like 80 degrees New York weather, and the weekend was hot. Did I say hot? The weekend was hot. How are you doing, family? I like to thank, first of all, I thank my archivers, my people in my chat room. I love you so much. Thank you for being part of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Before we get into Money in the News, because today is Money in the News Day, let's talk about, you know, we have a Facebook page. Please visit the Facebook page. Become a part of it. Let me know what's going on in your life in regard to saving, making, and having fun with money, even if it's not about money. Let me know what's going on. We family. You know how that go. Also, free e-books. If you're interested in frugal living for 30 minutes or less, free. It's a free e-book. Also, saving coupons a cheap cheat away is also a free e-book. And holiday savings the cheap cheat away because the holidays are coming up. Free ebook. Just email me at cheapcheat@yahoo.com and put in the body would like free ebooks, and I will gladly send them to you. Just make sure your email address is correct because I don't want to send it and it comes back. So make sure you give me the correct email address. You know to visit the website. Also, this show and other things I talk about on the website, on my website, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show at blogspot.com. Also, books and everything that I offer you, free and with a little bit of fee, is on my website, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show at Blogspot. So please come by, visit, be a part of it, get the announcements of what's going on regarding the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Folks, you know I'm always looking for sponsors and people who come on the show to talk about their money experience, to talk about a new book if they've written a book about money or personal finance or real estate or whatever. I'm always looking for guests to come on the show, and if you have a product or service that you would like for me to talk about or you have a commercial about that you would like for me to air, please contact me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com and we'll discuss it because I'm always looking for new people to bring to you every Monday. And on that note, we're going to talk about money in the news. Excuse me. Crazy story. First of all, the South Carolina woman, okay? I don't know if you remember her, but she won $24 million. She's 24, and she won $134 million in Mega a couple of months ago. All right, after all said and done, after taxes and everything, she took home about $88 million, okay? She had 3-4 kids, and one kid was disabled, and she was living in a trailer with her mother, so the money really came in handy for her, and it was a blessing. Wouldn't you think that? This woman, I'm not saying because of her age, but just crazy. You have $88 million. You can uplift you and your family out of the situation and make you and your kids' life better. Wouldn't you say that? No. This is what this woman did. Okay. She used $4 million, and I did say $4 million, $4 million to get her heroin-dealing boyfriend out of jail. And the question is, when you use money like that, how long do you think the $88 million is going to last you? Okay? Why would you use $4 million to get him out of jail? And he's dealing heroin. Then when people start asking her, you need to do this, you need to do that, she copped an attitude. Fine. It is her money. It is her blessing. And she has the right to do what she wants to do with it. I agree, but come on. Somebody needs to pull her by the arm and say, look, you need some financial guidance, and I'm here to give it to you. That was a crazy story. I love this story. And this is all from Money in the News. I've gotten it out the newspaper. An NFL player making $3.6 million lives on only $60,000 a year and invests the rest. He's thinking after the game is over and after his playing days is over that the money will stop, which it does, because we've talked about that before. And what's going to happen is he doesn't know exactly after he stops playing what his future is going to be. So he's saving and investing money now wisely because you don't know about him and family what's going to happen down the line, if he's going to get a job, if it's going to be a long period before he gets a job. So, yeah, he's living on $60,000 a year, him and his family, he's making $3.6 million. So can you imagine what kind of investment money he's putting away? It's a lot. And he says he is committed to teaching. He also teaches high schoolers basic finance because I think he has a degree. So he teaches them about basic finance and what to do and what not to do with your money. And I love it. I love that story because every time you turn around, you're reading about an NBA player, NFL player, or somebody always going broke. You know, you've made $100 million, but then after you stop playing, you're walking into bankruptcy court. You know what I'm saying? So I love that story because it just shows that not all sports figures don't know what to do with their money. Because every time you look in the paper, you always see about somebody, like I said, going broke or, you know, owing child support or owing this or owing that, or the house is going to foreclosure. Very seldom do you read about sports figures that are really smart with their money. Bravo for him. Now, if you are diabetic like me, and a lot of us are, be prepared for this next shot in the arm, okay? The runaway cost of drugs has gone up so much. Cancer drugs, sticker shock, but the diabetes drugs are going rampant. The price to get the diabetes drugs so your diabetes can remain under control has increased over 93%, and that's more than 300% in 5 years. And it's expected to go higher within the next 3 years at a pace of 18.3% a year. That is more than you're getting in the bank. Now, when I read this, first thing I said to myself is you need to get stock in the pharmaceutical company who's making diabetic pills, okay? It says this rate is estimated to be 60 times greater than recent increases in family income, okay? You need to get stock in the companies that are selling these diabetic drugs because diabetic drugs are expensive. And if you don't have insurance, you're screwed. Because I know myself, one of my drugs is like $320, and I have to, like, every 3 to 6 months, something like that, and that's expensive. And the statistics is like out of 10 people, maybe 6 of them, 7 of them have diabetes, and now it's like a lot of people getting diabetes late in life. So, because that's what happened to me. Nobody in my family is diabetic. All of a sudden, boom, I get to be a certain age, and this diabetes comes on, and I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. You know, am I being punished because I'm a sweets junkie? No, it's just late-life diabetes, and that's a main thing right now. Everybody and their mother has it. You know, so be aware that your drugs are going up, and really do look into the companies, the pharmaceutical companies who sell these diabetes drugs, and see if you can buy stock in them. Because you got to buy it anyway, you and everybody else. I have to buy it. So you might as well make some money off the company. So that's my little investment tip for you for today. How to become a billionaire, wealth secrets of the 1%. Okay? The billionaires, not the millionaires, the billionaires. There are 270 billionaires in the world. 290 were added to the rolls just this year. Billionaires. Okay? First rule, don't be the best, be the only. Okay? If you created something, it's like everyone's trying to make the rock or make, say a rock. You take a rock and everybody's trying to make the rock better than the next person, okay? Or somebody's trying to take lipstick, say for argument's sake, and trying to make the lipstick better than the next person. Instead of trying to make something that already exists better, make something that doesn't exist at all. That way you're the only one that makes it, you're the only one owns it, and if people love it, you'll make money from it. Okay? Like Microsoft with his software packages and all that, Bill Gates is a billionaire because he created something that no one had. He created when computers were coming out. He created this Microsoft package that everyone loves and these programs or whatever, so no one had it. So if you're going to be the best and be the first. So sit back and think about what it is that I can create that no one has already, which is not an easy task, but this is what one of the things it is to become a billionaire. The worst place to do business is really the best place. Go for a large share of a tiny market and gain the rewards. Okay, you want to be a big fish in a small pond instead of a small fish in a big pond, meaning you want to go to places and do businesses that people think, oh, I would never go there, okay? And a perfect example, New Orleans. When Katrina hit, okay, a lot of those people lost their homes, all right? The government was supposed to come and help them, which they didn't. All right, so you have all these homes that that need to be repaired. You have all these homes that are, have to be torn down. What a lot of big corporations did was they came in and they started tearing these buildings down and they started revamping New Orleans, not for the people that live in New Orleans, but for their own personal corporate greed. So a lot of people wouldn't touch New Orleans, but a lot of people did. Like a lot of people will not, since we opened up our border to Cuba, a lot of people won't still go to Cuba for whatever reason, but a lot of business people will. So my thing is, a lot of people are going in areas and businesses are going in areas where you may not go, just like Detroit. A lot of folks are now starting to go into Detroit business-wise because Detroit eventually will turn itself around, and right now when everything is cheap, you can go to Detroit and get you a house or two houses or whatever case may be. If you're in real estate, you can go in Detroit and probably open your office. You may have to wait out until Detroit actually bounces back. But right now, a lot of people are not going to Detroit. They're moving out. So this is your opportunity to move in to say, okay, fine, I'm going to try to build this, this, and this. I'm not going to say it's going to be easy because it's not, and you're going to probably deal with a lot of drama and a lot of bull dinky. But sometimes it's worth it because in the end you may come out like smelling like a rose. So that's one of the things, okay? And we're talking about ways to become a billionaire, and this is what they do, okay? You got to own it, okay? The property rights, you have to own it. 130% real estate. Billionaires own real estate, they own property rights in oil and gas companies, they own mining, they own fashion, they own retail, they own pharmaceutical and healthcare companies, they own property rights, they own it. I always stress to you, and that is, I totally believe, you got to own it. Meaning, okay, you have a house, you own the house, then you scrap up a couple of dollars, especially if you're going to real estate or whatever, and you have a business. You want to own it, okay? You want to own your business. You want to own the land the business is on. You want to own the building so nobody else can control you. Say if you want to go into real estate, so you got your house and you need to own a few other houses. If someone has a good deal, a legitimate deal, and they're starting a pharmaceutical company, you want to own some of the rights to the pharmaceutical company, or you want to be partners. So you see what I'm saying? You have to own this stuff. Because once you own it, number one, no one can take it away from you. Number two, when it explodes, then you're part of that explosion when it comes to money. Okay? Certain things never take off, and certain things just explode like, wow. Just like, think about it. These iPhones and cell phones and all that, think about the person who invented this, right? Now, with so many gadgets to the iPhone, you know the person who invented the phones, the cell phones and stuff, you know they're sitting pretty, right? Think if you had a percentage of that when they first started, okay? You'd be sitting pretty too. What about the go-to camera, the camera that you have with sports, specialized sports events and sports figures and stuff, wear this camera on your head, you know, if you're skiing and stuff like that, it's pro sports camera. Think about if you had a couple of dollars invested in that when he first started. You know, so you have to own it or be a part of it at the infant stages of it, all right? Because it explodes. It will explode. If it's a great idea, people love it, it will explode. And if you don't own it, then you have to create it. So, and it basically, to me, it's all going about thinking outside of the box. Okay? Thinking outside of the box. Speaking of owning stuff, Greenwich, Connecticut, the estate of Luther Vandross. I love Luther. Remember Luther? Remember Luther? Is now on the market for $8.99 million. Just say $9 million, okay? The estate has 7 bedrooms, 7 baths, a guest house, a tennis court, a pool, a pool house, 4.8 acres of landscape. It's just, of course you have $9 million, right? You just have it just stuck under your bed somewhere, and I'm letting you know, between the two of us, the house is on the market for $9 million. It's in Connecticut. So you can run on out there, and if Luther's house, we know you want to be in Luther's house, and this is your chance to get it. And if you were one of the billionaires, you could snap it up like that. So I just wanted to let you know Luther's house is on the market. And on that note, a word from our sponsor.
This message is for independent recording artists. Is your music career at a standstill? If so, let access to a rising artist promotion get it moving again and take it to the next level. We can assist you with building your brand through online radio promotion, social media marketing, and website development. And if you don't know what direction to go, get an opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation session to get you started in the creative aspect of developing a strategy on going forward with your music career. Get back on your music journey again and visit us online for a host of new opportunities that will put you in the spotlight at www.accesstoarisingartist.com, the ultimate platform for a rising artist to shine.
Thank you for my sponsor, Access to a Rising Artist. And to let you know, every Wednesday on the Access to a Rising Artist show, moi is featured. I have a Chief Cheetah Corner. So please come visit me Wednesdays at 6:30, Access to a Rising Artist show, where they feature good independent artists, good music, fun talks. We have a lot of fun on that show. And also, I'm on it, of course. So you have to come by Wednesdays at 6:30. Please visit Access to a Rising Artist. You will not be sorry. And back on Money in the News, if you're thinking about big purchases, okay, we're talking refrigerators, cars, houses, furniture. If you're talking about big purchases, I want you to do 3 things before you even pull out that wallet to buy it, okay? First of all, nothing blows your paychecks faster than purchases that you can't explain. You buy them on impulse. This refrigerator, no, I don't need it, but I like it, so I'm going to buy the refrigerator. Do you really need a new refrigerator right now? No, I like this car, but I'm going to buy this car, but I have 2 other cars that work just fine. Things that are way too expensive, you know, it's going to blow your paycheck. Heck, it's going to blow your credit card bill off. So think about before you try to make a purchase. Go home and think about it. At least wait 2 weeks. And then still don't buy it. Okay. TV sets. You know those nice TV sets? I saw some nice ones. It's only $2,000-$3,000 TV sets. Beautiful. I'll go and I'll, like, look at them and maybe Best Buy or go in Sears or whatever. I'll go look at them. I'll go drool over them. I'll get, you know, my desire out, and I'll walk away because I refuse to spend $2,000-$3,000 on no TV set. And you should be the same way. Expensive, like, $200-$300 headphone sets and things like that, walk away. You don't need them. Okay? Think about, can you afford this purchase? Before you even say, look, here's the money I'm going to buy, can you afford it? What are you doing? What do you need the money for instead of buying this overpriced stuff? Okay? You need the money to pay your bills. You need the money to go back and forth. Kids are going back to school, which we're talking about back to school on the cheap next week. What do you need the money? You need the money for something else besides these overpriced headsets, this expensive-ass TV set, this car with this, like, $500-$600 a month car note. Come on. You know, if you can't think of say, if you can't say, well, no, my bills are covered, I'm fine, I still want to spend the money, take the money and invest it. And then later on down the line, then you can buy the expensive stuff because your investments are doing quite well. You're not a billionaire, but you're comfortable. And I'm good with being comfortable. So you can think of other things to do. And it's a hit on your paycheck when you buy these expensive, when you buy all this expensive stuff that's unnecessary. It's a, you know, it's a hit that you can't afford. Think about also when you want to buy, say, that color TV set or you want to buy that expensive car where your car payments are $700-$800 a month, how much extra time you got to work at your job, okay? You have to work extra in order to buy this because you're stretching your paycheck a little bit further than what it was supposed to go to. So I have to work extra at a job I may or may not like just so I can be able to afford to make the payments on a new car, on the headsets, the $300-$400 headsets, on a $2,000-$3,000 TV set, on these $300 whatever bracelets or shoes or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Think how hard you have to work extra just to make that money up or put that money back because you spent it and you really need that money because God forbid your car break down, God forbid your stove break down, God forbid you got a flood. You know, God forbid you have to run somewhere because a family member's sick and they need your assistance. You know what I'm saying? Use your money wisely, okay? All this overpriced stuff can wait. It's still going to be here. Trust me. Your big screen TV ain't going nowhere, okay? Your headphones are not going nowhere. And if you're really smart, not the TV, but like the headphones and all that stuff that you feel that you need, go to garage sales. See if they have them there cheap. You know, it's nothing like spending 10 cents on a dollar. Whew, when I say that, I get excited. That makes you feel good. You know, buying good stuff cheap. Oh, excuse me, folks. I just got excited there for a moment. Oh, I love it. Anyway, think about it. So before you decide to make the big purchase, take 2 weeks and think about it before you buy it. Think about how hard you have to work extra to pay off the bill of that big purchase. And think about when you spend the money, what else could this money go for besides something that I want for right now? And maybe 3 months down the line, I may not want it, but it's too late. I can't get my money back. All right? So really think about it. You know, there's better ways to spend your money. And, you know, I can tell you. Or you can listen to some of my old segments because I can definitely tell you some ways to spend it without, you know, going overboard. And, yeah, I'm not saying not to buy stuff that you want, but I'm just saying wait. Wait till it comes drastically down. Wait till the new models come out so you can buy an old model, okay? If you live in an area where you can take mass transit, wait to buy a car. Or wait till somebody says, here, I have an old car that, you know, I'm selling cheap. like a relative or something, because they got a new car that swooped down and get their old car for next to nothing. You have to be creative and think outside the box when it comes to saving your money, because it's your money. And think about this. I want that new TV that's $200-$300 extra hitting on my credit card, because it's a $3,000 set and I've charged it. So I got to get it every morning. Monday morning, I dread going to work. I dread dealing with mass transit. I dread dealing with the people at my job in order to pay for the TV set, plus pay my basic bills, plus have some money set aside. And I'm stressed out, and I just can't do it no more. You have to, because you've made unwise decisions when it comes to your money. So you think about it before you see that nice green, color screen TV, or you think about it before you buy those $300, $400 headsets. You think about it before you buy the new gadget for your iPhone. You think about it before you buy a new iPhone. I've seen iPhones in the store. I went to like an AT&T store. I can't believe how much phones are. I've sold them for $300. I've sold them for $500. Somebody really is going to pay $500 for a phone with all the bells and whistles? Really? What kind of phone is that you need that cost you $500? They're talking about, oh, well, you can do the easy payment plan of, say, $85 a month. You get $85 a month, but what's the interest on that $85? You know, and what if you forget to pay the $85 that month? Is it gonna triple the next month? You dare gonna skip it, plus they're gonna add interest on that. So now you're not paying $85, you're paying a couple hundred dollars. Who buys a $500 phone? Hey, who buys a $300 phone? What the could somebody please email me at cheaptd@yahoo.com and tell me what a $500 phone do for you? If it doesn't get up in the morning, help make you breakfast, if it doesn't help you pull in some money so you can pay that daggone phone bill, all right, and we're not even talking bill, we're just talking the phone. Now, with all the extra gadgets and bells and stuff, I think that's extra, okay? Then you got to get into all these plans and stuff. I know. The retailers did that for the kids because I know grown, come on. Unless you're pulling in money like that, and even if you are, a $500, they've gotten crazy. They've gotten so crazy when it comes to phones. They almost stopped making cameras and stuff and video recorders because I was looking for a video recorder. They was like, oh, no, miss, you have the video recorder on your phone. But what if you don't have a phone like that with all the bells and whistles? Cheap sister like me, I got one of them flip phones. Don't laugh. My flip phone serves me a purpose. Gets calls in, I can call out. That's all I need. I don't need all the bells and whistles and the gadgets. They've gotten to the point so much where they don't barely make cameras because everything is done on your phone, done on your little iPad thing. It's just we've become such a computer world that we are so involved in our computers we forget how to interact anymore. I know, folks, I've went off on the deep end. I'm sorry, but you know I always do that. Next week, we're talking about cheap school supplies. It's back to school season, and we're talking about how to get supplies and make your child go off with a smile on his face. With me with that. And on that note, I'd like to say thank you for being part of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show this morning. Keep your mind on your money on your mind. I love you, and I appreciate you, and I will see you next week. And as I always tell you, save that money.